Greetings to you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm so glad to have an opportunity to share the Word of God through an online medium. This is the first time I'm doing this. I thank Pastor and the church leaders for this opportunity and for their encouragement and support. We are living in a time period surrounded by fear, confusion, uncertainty, discomfort, uneasiness. Basically, the whole world has come to a standstill, right? Things we took for granted are now the most important and valuable. Who thought tissue papers, hand sanitizers, face masks will be the most valuable assets to have at home? I'm reminded of a story in 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 24 onwards till 2 Kings chapter 7, we hear a story that talks to a similar time period that we are going through. So I hope this, through this message, you'll be able to understand and grasp an understanding of how to react through these kind of time period, through things uncertainties, through these perilous times. The story happens in the northern kingdom of Israel, which was ruled by King Joram, who was the son of Ahab, the wicked king. Elisha was the prophet during that time. Similar to Elijah's relationship to King Ahab, there was a love-hate relationship between King Joram and the prophet Elisha. It happened one time, King Ben-Hadad of Aram besieged the city of Samaria for a long time. What is besieged means if you are surrounded by an enemy, you are besieged. If your city is surrounded by an enemy, you are besieged. Similar to what we are going through, we are besieged by the virus, the coronavirus, and basically kept us in, kept the whole city hostage at our homes now. When the besiege went for a long time, there was a great famine in Samaria. People started to starve and food was so scarce. There was the donkey's head was selling for 8 pieces of silver and a cup of dove's dropping. That means it's a bird. A bird's dropping or bird's dung cost 5 pieces of silver. One day the king came to know that some people were killing their own children. So the famine was so bad, people resolved to killing and eating. It's like cannibalism, right? This made the king very upset. And so he wanted to kill the God's prophet, Elisha, because he thought it's God's fault for happening. All these situation to happen to God's children, it must be God's fault, you know. So he started to complain and he wanted to kill Elisha because Elisha was God's prophet. Elisha was at his home with the elders of Israel when the messenger of the king arrived at his door. So Elisha, the prophet of God, knew that this would happen. And so while he's sitting with the elders at his home, he tells this to the elders. A murderer has sent a man to cut off my head. When he arrives, shut the door and keep him out. We will soon hear his master's steps following him. While Elisha was still saying this, the messenger arrived and the king said, all this misery is from the Lord. Why should I wait for the Lord any longer? So he basically, the king was also came to Elisha's door and shouted at him, saying, this is all misery is because of God. Why should I wait for the Lord any longer? Elisha replied, listen to this message from the Lord. And Elisha the prophet gives a message from the Lord. And this is what the Lord says. By this time, tomorrow, in the markets of Samaria, 6 quarts of choice flour will cost only 1 piece of silver. And 12 quarts of barley grain will cost only 1 piece of silver. Right, the flour that they were unable to eat for so many months, so many years, they're saying you can get it cheap. And when the officer, the messenger who assisted the king, listened to this, he started saying that this could not happen, even if the Lord opened the windows of heaven. And Elijah replied, you will see it happen with your own eyes, but you won't be able to eat any of it. So he told that messenger, because you are unbelieving, you will see what's going to happen, but you won't be able to eat it. There were four lepers who were outcasts sitting at the gates of the city. So there were four lepers who were sitting. Think about the situation of people who are outcasts in the city, right? They're not in the city, they're outside the city. If the city is not able to give, not able to get food for their own citizens, their healthy citizens, how can they give food for the weak? And they were at a worse situation than the wealthy, the normal, the healthy people. So the lepers were having a discussion. There is no point waiting at the gates. We will starve waiting and we will die eventually. If we go into the city, there is a famine, so we will end up dying there too. So there's no point going back to the city because there is no food over there too. So let's go out and surrender to the Aramean army. So we know the army, the enemy is camped outside. They would certainly have food. Why not go there and have the food? So let's take the risk, and they go to the camp. So they went towards the camp, and while they reached the edge of the camp, they found that, to their astonishment, there was nobody in the camp. The tents were empty, with a lot of food and money all over the place. So what happened? The previous night, the Lord, our God, caused the Aramean army to hear the clatter of speeding chariots and the galloping of horses and the sounds of great army approaching. The Aramean army started to panic. They said, the king of Israel has hired the Hittites and Egyptians to attack us. They cried to one another. So they panicked and they ran into the night, abandoning their tents, horses, donkeys, and everything else, and they fled for their lives. The lepers had a field day. They ate, they had a good time, and as they were rejoicing, suddenly they realized, they said, this is not right. This is a day of good news. We aren't sharing it with anyone. If we wait until morning, some calamity will certainly fall upon us. Come on, let's go back and tell the people at the palace. So these people are so good, the lepers, right? The outcasts. While they were having food, they immediately realized there was a lot more people who were suffering in the city. And so they decided to go and inform them that the enemy is gone, and be a food available for everyone. So they went back and informed the officers at the gate. They woke up the king in the middle of the night and shared the good news. The king couldn't believe it. He thought this must be a trap. He thought that the Aramean is playing a trick on them, and so that if they came out of the city, they'll come and attack them and they capture the city. So he sent scouts to go out and find out what really happened, whether the Aramean soldiers are still hanging around. So they went around and found out they have left everything along the way. And they came back and told the king, the enemy is no more. He's gone. The enemy is not besieging the city anymore. And when the king heard this, he went with his army and plundered the enemy camp. The Bible says, so everything happened exactly as the man of God had predicted when the king came to his house. The man of God had said to the king, by this time tomorrow, in the markets of Samaria, 6 quarts of choice flour will cost 1 piece of silver, and 12 quarts of barley grain will cost 1 piece of silver. What do we learn from these things? We learn 2 important things. First thing, trust in God, like Elisha. The king was upset and complaining that God is not taking care of them in the time of need. He also blamed God's people. In contrast, we see Elijah calm and quiet in his house, completely trusting in the Lord. When situations like this happen, just like what we are facing today, we need to be calm and quiet because our God is in control. He is going to do a miracle. Hallelujah. He is going to destroy the enemy for us. The Bible says the battle belongs to the Lord. And Elisha believed in that. Hallelujah. Second, we understand from the story, be humble like the lepers. The lepers were outcast people. They were downtrodden, helpless people. They were made humble, not by their choice, but because of the disease they carried. They were downtrodden. And so they were in a humble state. They were willing to do anything, even going to the enemy camp by faith, and there they found their salvation. So if you are humble, you will trust. If you are humble, you will go all the way. If you are humble, you will trust in the Lord all the time. And that's what lepers did. They don't listen to the bad news or hide in houses. They take the leap of faith and they trust in the Lord and they move forward. So what they did, not only they found salvation for themselves, they shared it with the people of Israel. This is exactly what the greatest king of Israel, King David, mentions in Psalms 131. This is the topic of the message today. Be calm and quiet. This is what is written in Psalms 131. The Lord, my heart is not proud. My eyes are not haughty. I don't concern myself with matters too great or too awesome for me to grasp. Instead, I have calmed and quieted myself like a weaned child who no longer cries for his mother's milk. Yes, like a weaned child in my soul within me, O Israel, put your trust in the Lord now and always. Hallelujah. Today's message from the word of God is this. Let's calm ourselves and be quiet. Let's not concern ourselves with information that makes us nervous or information that is too much to understand. Let's not be sitting in front of TV and listening to all these news articles, how bad things are here and there. Like a little child that is satisfied after drinking milk, let us humble ourselves like a little child and be satisfied with the incorruptible word of God. Let us let's drink the word of God every day and be satisfied. Because when we drink the word of God, we will certainly be satisfied. In conclusion, Jesus mentions the same thing in Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 to 4. About that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called a little child to him and put the child among them. Then he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven." So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, let us turn from our sins and humble ourselves like little children and be dependent on Jesus. This will help us to be calm and quiet during these times of turmoil. And just like the lepers, we'll be able to share this good news to others. Only in Jesus we have true satisfaction. Only in Jesus we find calmness and quietness for our souls. David, King David, found that. He was not disturbed by what happened around him. He calmed himself and kept himself quiet by trusting in the Lord. I encourage you, dear brothers and sisters, and dear young people, the children especially, don't be upset, don't get disturbed. Trust in the Lord. Read the Word of God, and He will give you peace in this time of need. May the Lord bless you with these words. I thank you for this opportunity once again. Until we meet again, may the Lord be with you. Thank you.